Dr. Joy Boylan-Winney, our early reader edition. Click the picture below to watch a 2-minute video about Dr. Joy Boylan-Winney. Dr. Joy Boylan-Winney is a Canadian-American scientist who studies the ways that computers can be unfair to the people who use them. She started a group called the Algorithmic Justice League to make sure that computers and artificial intelligence, AI, can treat people fairly. Early life and school. Dr. Boylan-Winney was born in Edmonton, Canada, and grew up in Mississippi, USA. When she was 9 years old, she learned about a robot named Kismet, which was created by a scientist called Dr. Cynthia Brazil at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. This made her very excited about computers and technology, so she started teaching herself how to write the code which tells computers what to do. After finishing high school, she went to the Georgia Institute of Technology to study computer science. She was a top student and was given many special scholarships, including the Stamps President Scholarship. Scholarships like this give the best students more chances to keep learning and work with other people in the subjects they choose. Dr. Boylan-Winney also travelled to Zambia, where she helped teach young people how to build websites and apps so that they would have the skills needed to work with technology. Later, she went to the University of Oxford in England and earned a master's degree in education. Then, she studied at MIT and earned more degrees in media arts and sciences, including a PhD in 2022. How can computers treat people unfairly? While doing research, Dr. Boylan-Winney noticed something strange. She was using a computer program which used a little camera to scan and recognise faces. This is called facial recognition. Whilst using the program, she noticed that it could not detect her face, but it did work on her lighter-skinned classmates. Facial recognition programs are trained to find faces by people. The people show the computer lots of pictures of faces so that it learns what faces look like. However, if most of the pictures the computer is shown are of people with light skin, the program may not learn what the faces of people with darker skin look like. If a computer is trained to be unfair by the people that train it, even if they do it accidentally, it will treat people unfairly. This is called algorithmic bias. Algorithmic bias doesn't just affect facial recognition programs. Different computer programs, or AI, are also used in many important areas, like deciding who gets jobs or gets to go to certain colleges. If these programs are biased, they can make unfair choices. This harms certain groups of people by not giving them the same opportunities. For example, if AI chooses more white people to get jobs, it means other groups are missing out on those opportunities. The Algorithmic Justice League. To fix this problem, Dr. Boylan-Winney started a group called the Algorithmic Justice League in 2016. This group is trying to make sure that the people training computer programs and AI are training them to be fair. They also want to make more people aware that these programs can be unfair. As well as this, the Algorithmic Justice League help people who have been treated unfairly by these programs and push for new rules to stop this from happening in the future. Unmasking AI, my mission to protect what is human in a world of machines. In 2023, Dr. Boylan-Winney wrote a book called Unmasking AI, My Mission to Protect What is Human in a World of Machines. In her book, she explains exactly how computers can be unfair and why it is important to make sure technology treats everyone equally. She also talks about how computer programs, or AI, should not be used to make decisions that hurt certain groups of people or take people's work. Dr. Boylan-Winney is helping to make computer programs and AI fair for everyone. Joy Boylan-Winney by Abigail Myra. Joy Boylan-Winney, a short documentary by Ascot Avenue Elementary School student Abigail Myra, was a finalist at the 20th annual My Hero International Film Festival. The film was created as part of the My Hero Media Arts Education Program at Ascot Elementary in Los Angeles. Watch Abigail's film here. Read more about the My Hero Media Arts Education Programme here. About the My Hero International Film Festival. The My Hero Film Festival is an annual event dedicated to showcasing films that celebrate the power of the human spirit. The festival provides a platform for filmmakers to share inspirational stories of everyday heroes. Thanks to generous sponsors, prizes are awarded to elementary, middle school, high school, college, and professionals in a variety of categories, including documentary, narrative, music video, animation, experimental, and more. The festival aims to inspire audiences to recognize the heroism in their own lives and encourage positive actions in their communities. Learn more.